Yeah, so you're just gonna wanna move all those shelves over to the near the door? Perfect, perfect. And,
now, be sure that they don't mess up any of that paperwork that's inside of those, cabinets, because they're very important to the whole situation.
Yeah. Okay, of course. So, guys, just be, what he said, just be, obviously, be careful with everything you're moving. Okay, that lamp, it can go also. Yeah, the water cooler. Hey, it's all, this is all gonna go out front, okay?
Hey, guys, what's... Well, what's going on?
Now, Natty, bumper car. Well, so what we're doing here is we're gonna clean out the studio. It's not a moneymaker, you understand? And we're gonna turn it into a hot yoga studio.
Did you just say yoga or yogurt? Because hot yogurt does not sound appealing or appetizing. To me or anyone on the planet.
I think he said hot yoga, but I do agree that hot yogurt sounds unpleasant. But why are we getting rid of this studio? And why are we doing anything right now? Why? Who are these guys and why are they moving things?
Pig, I was under the assumption that the dog, the poodle dog, was going to be... occupying Natty's time during this transition. What happened with that exactly?
I don't know. The last I heard that they was going out to make some doodles, and as the dog Doodle Poodle does, and now but he's here, so I can't. I've been trying to text Doodle Poodle on the phone, and I have not been able to get through to him. So
okay, so this makes a little bit more sense now, because Doodle Poodle came to my room this morning, and he said that we had to go on a doodling adventure, he said, and made me pack my bag, and he said we're gonna be out all day. And I was like, well, this is strange. Like, I hang out with Doodle Poodle every so often, but this seemed like he had a real strange intensity about him. And I was wondering what was going on, and now I'm back and wondering even more what's going on.
Yeah, well, Pig, as soon as you get Doodle Poodle on the line, just hold on for a second. I got to talk to him. But listen, Natty, we didn't want to have to do this to you in person, but you have stopped doing the Bumper Podcast on a regular basis, you understand? And ipso facto in your... Eternium, your agreement here, your law-abiding paperwork, your...
contract.
Yeah, your contract. Exactly. I was having a hard time. If you don't occupy the space of the studio at least 3 weeks out of the month, that's 3 episodes per month, for more than 2 months... Then we have to sell everything and shut it down, as it
were. Are you serious? Like, we're in the middle of a pandemic. There's a lot going on. The kids are home. We're trying to work. We're trying to be teachers. I'm trying to be, you know, we haven't taken the dog to the therapist lately, so I'm trying to help her out with all of her issues. She can't be home alone by herself. Did you know this? She gets anxiety. She gets very worried. Separation anxiety. That's what it's called. And that's what I've been dealing with. And the dog, every time I leave the room, I hear this. Murph. Murph. Not even a bark. She says Murph. My name isn't Murph.
Murph.
What does Murph mean?
Murph, Murph. I don't know. I never heard the dog say Murph before. It's very strange. This is popcorn, right?
Yes, this is popcorn. And it just... I'm sorry that I haven't put out episodes as normally as I usually do lately, but it's just so much on my plate, and I'm overwhelmed.
Whelmed? Because I remember that episode a while ago where you was confused about being whelmed or being underwhelmed or being overwhelmed. That was a classic episode. Yeah. That was classic Bumper Podcast right there.
Thanks. And it's can you guys stop moving stuff, please? Thank you. So here's the other thing is we got picked up by a podcast network. So we're gonna be on nonproductive.com, which is super cool. And I talked to Frank over there, and he wants to start, you know, putting the episodes out over there. And that's awesome, because, you know, that's a cool thing. More people are going to listen to this, I guess.
That's their problem, not mine.
Now, that is a good point, Pig. It sounds like that's a them kind of problem. But now I have a me kind of problem. You're falling into agreements with other people without any sort of contract. You're not... is there anything I need to read? Maybe anything I need to sign? I could endorse it with my signature. I could... you know, put a stamp on it,
no.
Maybe a seal, something like that.
I talked to Frank again, and he was very nice, and I gave them, I mean, this is getting into the weeds, but the RSS feed, which is how people find the podcast, and then he's going to put it on the network, and then we have a little bumper at the end of the episode.
Oh, like the bumper podcast, so it's just another bumper for the bumper podcast. It's a bumper podcast,
yeah.
Bumper, as you will.
Yes, exactly. And, good point. And,
Oh, in a second, I'm getting a phone call here. Oh, it's Doodle Poodle. I'm gonna put him on speaker. 1 second.
Hi, Peg. It's me, Doodle Poodle. Hark. I don't know where Natty went. We were out in the field,
and we were
gonna make some doodles.
He's here, Doodle Poodle. He's here. Yeah.
He's back there, huh?
Yeah,
I'm really sorry.
Well, you had one job, Doodle Boy. You had one job, which was to keep Natty Bumpercar occupied, and you didn't do it necessarily. And so he came back here, and he found out what we're doing here in the studio, which means no hot yogurt for you, my doggy friend.
I'm pretty sure that we decided that it was hot yoga, not yogurt, because again, the idea of hot yogurt, it doesn't appeal to me. I like cold yogurt.
Cold.
I do.
So, hey, speaking of yogurt, Bumper Car, how's that yum-ya treating you? Have you been mass producing and mass manufacturing yum-ya over at Cedar Bean?
Oh, yeah, Natty. I forgot about yum-ya. I was supposed to help you make a logo, right? We're gonna doodle a logo for yum-ya.
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 Yeah, yum-ya. I know it's fun to say, guys. Doodle Poodle, don't worry about it. We already figured out kind of a logo type of thing. But thank you for your help. And also... Doodle Poodle, I'm so sad that you were involved with Pig and Rufus. Like, I expect this from Rufus. I kind of have started to expect this from Pig as well. But from you, why are you part of this plan?
They promised me that I could have some hot yogurt.
No, it's yoga.
Any kind of yogurt.
It's yoga. We established that.
Yeah, it's yogurt.
I don't like to do yoga. Hurts my
yoga.
Pause.
Is it yoga? Or yogurt? This is so confusing.
Yeah, this is all very confusing, but I gotta say, gentlemen, you can keep up your work, because we are paying you by the hour, so just go ahead and take all the shelves over there. Those chairs will stack on each other for easier storage and movability.
So we're not stacking. Everybody stop. You guys can go home. We have to pay you? Okay. Just hold on a second. I will come pay you. I'll write you a check. And listen, we're not moving anything. We're not closing down the studio. There's not going to be any hot yoga, certainly no hot yogurt, because, again, we are on nonproductive.com, and they're going to have our podcast, and it's very exciting, and we're going to be recording more often, and, it's going to be great. So this is the Bumper Podcast. I am Natty Bumper Car. You were hearing Rufus T. Rufus, who is the lawyer around here. You were hearing Aloysius J. Pig, who is, I guess, the pig around here. You were hearing Doodle Poodle, who's a poodle who doodles, because we're so literal. And there's all kinds of other characters who are going to come around. But we can't wait for you guys to get involved in all the shenanigans here at Coffee Can Alley. We do make yum-ya. It's kind of a yogurty treat. It's pretty delicious. We have this podcast... Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Aloysius J. Pig there, he and his pals, they have a show called Hanging Out with Pig and Pals. We're real busy. We're working on illustrating a book for a friend of mine. It's a lot of shenanigans going on over here. I know that's the second time that I've said it. I may say it a third time. I won't. Don't worry. But here's the thing. We're excited to be back. We've missed you. And,
Now, here I have this paper over here that I need you to look at and read, just to make sure that we are in agreement that you understand that 50% occupancy or else this room, this studio, as it were, will be returned to its original state, which is, of course, the, yoga shop.
No, it's yoga. Yoga.
That sounds like... Toga! Toga! Like we're gonna have a big party or something. I love parties! Parties are the most fun thing in the whole wide world.
I love parties. And fine, Rufus, I'll read over this contract again, but we're fine. We're gonna keep pumping out episodes. This is episode 381. Do you understand how amazing that is? This podcast has been around longer than the children. Yep. Longer than the dog.
Yep.
Okay, it's got legs.
I hope it's got legs. Knows how to. It's a song.
That was really close to copyright infringement for a lawyer, I gotta say. And it sounds. Please don't ever sing again, Rufus. That was painful to my sweet little ears.
Speaking of sweet little ears, I forgot. Hey, from Pig and Pals, hey, Trunks, get over here. I want to hear from you real quick.
Yeah, hey, everybody, it's me, Trunks. And I don't know if I'm supposed to do the weather report over here or what exactly, but, it's nice to see you. Okay. I can't wait to have some hot yogurt.
All right, everybody. This has been the Bumper Podcast. I am Natty Bumper Car. To everyone from nonproductive.com, welcome aboard. We're going to have a lot of fun. I almost promise. I don't promise nothing. But I do promise that you'll be hearing my voice more than ever. So hugs and hearts. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.